It's Friday morning, November 9th. You are with Jenny and Blake.
Can I just say, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Huh? Come on, everybody.
Happy Friday, Dawn.
Happy Friday.
We're going to give that a little
bit. Give me a yeehaw in your car
right now.
Yeehaw. There you go.
All right.
746 right now, 56 degrees, clear skies, 86 only for our high today, 81 tomorrow for our high, 79 on Sunday.
Oh,
seasonal.
Beautiful this weekend. Dawn joining us in the
studio
with Movie Night Traffic Light. Going to give us the red, the yellow, the green, the go on a couple of new movies
hitting
theaters.
That's right. We're going to start with...
I'm just going to say, I was at the premiere with you on Monday
for
Fred Claus.
I know Blake is so ready to take me on with Fred Claus movie, but we're going to start with the other one this morning. We're going to talk about Lions for Lambs first. Now, it's really interesting how they made this movie. They're telling a bunch of different stories that are all happening at the same time about the same topic, and it's shot in real time, which means they cover an hour and a half in the movie, and the movie is an hour and a half long. So it's kind of like 24, but only an hour and a half. That's kind of cool.
I love that.
Yeah, it is kind of cool, but it's all about the war. And it stars a bunch of people, of course, that we know. Tom Cruise is a senator who's grooming himself to become president, and he's come up with this new military strategy for Afghanistan, and he's telling Meryl Streep about it, who is a skeptical reporter. And Robert Redford actually directed and produced this movie, and he also stars as a professor at a university trying to inspire one of his kids to do something great, like two of his students already have, because they're over in Afghanistan, that's hard for me to say this morning, carrying out the military strategy of Tom Cruise. Well, here's a clip of Tom telling Meryl the plan.
May I speak freely? You're about to implement another new strategy, regardless of the human cost or the financial cost, because you predict
that maybe... We thought deeply
maybe,
about the human cost when we were planning this strategy.
What were your estimates exactly?
What I can say is that this strategy has patience and determination at its core. It ensures that it puts our fighting men in spots where they can face, fight, and kill the enemy, so that we can then go about rebuilding that country. And if it takes 10 years, that's how long we stay. We do whatever it takes.
That sounds like they used two different microphones on that clip.
That's just me being a little audio geek. But
you
anyway,
guys are very
so
sensitive to that. But you know, this movie is one of those that feels so real. It's very topical. So if they told me that they filmed this yesterday and that everything really did happen yesterday, I totally would have believed it because it could have. I mean, and that's how real it is. But it is about the war controversy, so they show both sides of it, which means absolutely no one is going to be happy coming out of this movie, because no matter what side of the war you're on, you're going to be totally frustrated with the other side because they come to no resolution in the movie. Well, pretty much like the war. And, you know, I guess it goes without saying because it's also about our men on the front line, which means some survive and some don't. So this is in no way a feel-good movie. But the acting is really strong. Meryl Streep does a great job, and you could hear from Tom. He's the great senator who's becoming president. Everybody does a really, really good job. It's just a very downer of a movie. So on a Movie Night Traffic Light, I am going to rate Lions for Lambs a yellow.
It's too bad it's not more of a slant on you know, one side or the other.
It's not
so
at they can, all.
So it causes a little, you know, controversy. You know what I mean?
I know.
So that's very neutral.
It is. It's totally
How do you play it safe with a topic like that? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's like, but they take sort of the extremes. Like Meryl, she's the anti-war person, and Tom is a totally pro-war person. And it's just, that's how
it just
how
sounds
it is
realistic about how people are feeling and what's going on in our society right now.
I've just heard that people don't want to go see a movie that's political like that. So
yeah,
I wonder how it's
going to
do.
Much fun to watch. It's really, I mean, it's cool to watch the acting.
But what if you're interested in learning about, you know, the different views and what is going on in Afghanistan? Do you feel like this is informational and
it
actually informational?
Yeah, it is in a way. It is in a way because it clearly represents both sides. It's not slanted. So I guess it is kind of informational if you want to see what the other people are thinking, whatever side you might be on.
All right, let's get to a movie that's a little more fun, and let's talk about Fred Claus.
Okay, so for years and years, we've been seeing Santa movies, but this one is told through the eyes of Santa's brother, Fred Claus, who's played by Vince Vaughn. Well, because you're Santa's brother, though, Fred's lived in the shadow of his little brother for a long, long time, so that means he's not a huge fan of Santa.
That's tough. That's tough when your brother's Santa Claus.
I know, it's kind of a hard steps to follow in. But here is a clip of Fred talking to one of his kid friends, trying to convince his kid friend that Santa might not be all that.
Slam, have you ever really thought about Santa Claus?
Not really.
The guy's in a big red suit flying around in reindeer because he craves the spotlight. He's a fame junkie. The guy's a clown. He's a megalomaniac. It's all a big shell game. He presents himself like, hey, I love to give gifts. Look at me. I'm so nice. He's getting paid. He's got a whole thing happening on the backside. Do you know they sell more little Santa statues and little Christmas trinkets than they do of Buddha?
I'm the big fat dude that be in a nail salon. He's like,
don't be a cheerleader for Santa Claus, okay? Think about it. Watch the angles. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. You're better than that.
Very cute.
I love Vince Vaughn. I love him.
Don't drink the Santa Kool-Aid.
Yeah, don't drink the Kool-Aid, kid.
You're better than that. You're better
than that. Pretty cute. And, you know, Santa's played by Paul Giamatti, mm-hmm. which is also very cool. But, you know, he knows Fred's not his biggest fan, but he's always there for Fred, even when Fred needs a bunch of money, which is what he does now. So he convinces Fred to go to the North Pole to kind of earn the money and work in the workshop.
Yeah.
And Fred finds out, though, he might have to help Santa save the future of Christmas while mm-hmm. he's there.
Of course.
Of course.
It's
exactly.
a holiday movie.
And, you know, I was really, really happy to see someone other than Tim Allen play Santa for
Me
a change.
Too.
We've had a lot of Tim Allen over the years. So Paul Giamatti stepped in and did a really good job. And the visuals I thought were really cool, too.
Yeah.
The North Pole, the way they made it look. I would go to the North Pole if I could find a warm enough coat to get up there because not a big fan of the cold, but it looked really, really cool. And there are some really, really funny parts in this movie. They have some guest star appearances. I don't want to ruin it.
Well, I was
going to
say, they did
a
segment or a piece in the movie.
Don't tell.
That has a bunch of cameo appearances.
It does.
And it's sort of a, well, I can talk a little bit of it. It's a support group for brothers who.
Brothers of big personalities whose lives have had
they're the big brother, the little brother,
and you're
going to
know who
very
these people
successful.
Are, and it's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Fantastic.
It's hilarious.
So there are some really funny parts, but Blake, there are also some really boring parts in this movie. I thought, I think that's because they made it almost 2 hours long, and I really don't know who decided to make a kid's hour two movies long. But they really should have talked to the six-year-old that was sitting in front of me first before they did that, because I think he said it best. About an hour into the movie, he got up, grabbed his mom's hand, and said, "I have to get up early for school in the morning, so let's go." And they left.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Because they said, let me play that again. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. You're better than that.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. You're better than that.
So he totally got up and left.
That's he did. He totally got up and left. So he's not a follower. That's good. But Blake, a little bit of a side note for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you're totally familiar with the Santa rules and whatnot, but I think if you throw popcorn at somebody throughout a whole movie, you might end up on the naughty list.
Ah.
Did you throw popcorn at Dawn throughout the premiere of this movie?
I don't know who could have been throwing popcorn throughout the whole movie.
I didn't have popcorn. I had Raisinets.
Oh, was it Raisinets? All I know is being launched at for the whole movie.
It's not me.
Okay.
Well, we already know that when the naughty and nice meter comes up, there could be a little bit of strife in the Christmas.
Yeah, maybe. I am naughty, for sure.
You have a little bit of time, though, Blake. You can pull it out before Christmas and get back on the
think.
And Vince Vaughn was amazing, but I think that it was a little too long, and it did have some slow parts, and even for the adults, it was a little boring. The guy next to me fell asleep a couple times, so on our movie night traffic
Who are you watching the movie with? You need to position yourself a little bit better. Everybody around me had a great time gone. Sorry.
Good.
Yeah, but I am going to rate it a yellow light, and I know Blake would probably rate it a green light, right? He's getting all frustrated. He won't even talk right now.
Green light from Blake. That's fair. That's okay.
Yeah, that's
we
okay.
all have different
yeah.
opinions. We all have
Absolutely.
Different things that we enjoy.
Absolutely. But it is, PG, so there's an alternative out there for people that want to take their kids to something this weekend.
All right. Well, I thought it had a great message, feel-good movie. It's a great message that comes out at the very end.
Yeah, I think Vince Vaughn was the thing that held the whole thing together. Yeah. He did a great job.
I love him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, we've got a four-pack of passes to the premiere of this movie, Enchanted. Are you going to be at this premiere?
Yes, I am.
And that is coming up on Tuesday, November the 20th at Park Place, 7 p.m. Enchanted is this new Disney film.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a spoof. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's like cartoon fairy tale comes to
real
land
life.
In New York. And the fairy tale characters in real life are trying to figure out a way to survive in New York.
Oh,
and
I
love really
it.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
looks
fun.
Really cute.
And of course, great for the kids because it's a Disney film.
Yeah.
So it's called Enchanted. We have a four-pack of passes right now for that. Again, it's Tuesday night, November 20th at Park Place. If you'd like to go, caller 9-880-9292.
You can learn more about Movie Night Traffic Light at movienighttrafficlight.com. Thank you, Dawn.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.